Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. This is Iglando, the voice of rest by God's friend, Ofora Obiajulu Chigozie. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, we give you all the adoration. Thank you, King of Kings, for the opportunity you have given unto us on this platform to minister the gospel of the kingdom to the ends of the earth. Thank you, King of Glory, for clothing us, overshadowing us with a spirit of wisdom, revelation, and understanding. We receive the oil of quick understanding to comprehend your word. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, thank you for overshadowing principle of your presence. Thank you, King of Glory, in Jesus' name. Wow. Today, I want to talk about the heart. I want to discuss about the heart. The heart. Praise Master Jesus. The heart I'm talking about is not the physical heart, but the spiritual heart. Because that spiritual heart is where the problem is, where the cocoa of life lies, the cross of the matter about life lies, the spiritual heart, the heart. There are four components or organs inside of our spirit: the heart, the mind, conscience, and communion. These are four main components or organs inside of our spirit. There are four components inside our spirit, which is the heart, the mind, conscience, and communion. But I want to talk about the heart. Our heart is a central point of human existence. Our heart is a central point of human existence. In other words, our heart is a convergence point of all creation. Our heart is a convergent point of all creation. Our heart is the central and main door to our spirit. Is the center and the main door to our spirit. It is the organ that determines everything that we are, as well as the realization of our destiny. Our heart, very important, very, very vital. Our heart is the center and main door to our spirit. It is the organ that determines everything we are, as well as the realization of our destiny. Our heart is also a spiritual bridge which links our spirit and our soul and is directly connected to the body cardiac organ. Praise Master Jesus. Our heart is a spiritual bridge which links our spirit and our soul and it is directly connected to the body's cardiac organ. In the same way we have our physical heart with two sides and four compartments, the same way we have our spiritual heart with two sides and four compartments. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. This, our heart, is a central point why we do what we do. Our heart is a central focus why we behave the way we behave, why we do what we do, and why we behave the way we behave. Go with me. In Proverbs 4, verse 23. Proverbs 4, verse 23. I'm going to take it in a literal version. Proverbs 4, verse 23. Young literal versions. He said, above every charge, keep thy heart, for out of it are the outgoings of life. Keep thy heart. Above every charge, keep thy heart, for out of it are the outgoings of life. In other words, guard your heart with all diligence in King James. Out of it flows the issues of life. In other words, anything you are seeing in your life today is a function of the state of your heart. Why did God say, guard your heart? Because out of it flows the issues of life. As I said earlier, our heart is a central focal point of all creation. Everything God created flows in and through our heart. Everything. Praise Master Jesus. Why did God say in our heart all things? That we should guide our heart because out of it flows the issues of life. In our heart, all things from God that is in union with our spirit gets downloaded in our heart. In our heart, all things from God that is in union with our spirit get downloaded in our heart. Also, all kind of things from our own renewed mind in our soul also get downloaded in our heart. From that point, if all good things, all wonderful things from God gets downloaded in our heart, and all the carnal, whatever, from the unrenewed mind in our soul gets downloaded in our heart, it will do one thing. It will affect the thoughts of our heart. And as it affects the thought of our heart, it affects our behavior and it affects our life. It affects everything we do. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. It influences our everything. Everything depends on this process I just explained. If good thing from God, that is union with our spirit, gets downloaded in our heart, it will do one thing. It will affect our thought of our heart. One, two, and that thought will affect our emotion in turn that affects our life and our behavior. The same way, if all kind of things that is from the renewed mind of our soul gets downloaded in our heart, it will do one thing. It will affect our thought. One, as it affects our thought, it affects our emotion and in turn affects our life and our behavior. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, take for instance, I am loved by God. The love of God. I am loved by God. Shed abroad in my heart. The more I yield my heart to the love of God, it will influence my thoughts. It influences my emotions and in turn influences my life and my behavior. There will be no hate coming from me. No way. No hate will flow out of me. Why? Because my heart is tilted towards the love of God. In Romans 5:5, the Bible said, the love of God has been shed abroad in our heart. We just read it, think, it's a practical thing we should do. If the love of God has been shed abroad in the heart of a believer, an unbeliever, the love of God is not shed abroad in your heart. It's still the hate of the enemy is shed abroad in your heart. That's why we shout, be born again. The love of God is shed abroad in your heart. The more I yield my heart to the love of God, the more I am being conformed into that image that I will become the person of the love of God. It will affect my thoughts of my heart, one, two. It will affect my emotion and affect my life and affect my character. There'll be no hate coming from me. Praise Master Jesus. Same way, this is exactly what happened to Cain and Abel. Before I discuss about Cain and Abel issue, in Genesis 6 verse 5, God made a statement. He said that I have looked at man, that the thought of his heart is continually evil. I've looked at him, the thought of his heart is only evil continually. This is a heart that is not connected to God and is not yielded to him. Thought of man's heart that is not connected to God is only evil that flows out of it. And that evil will affect his thoughts, his emotions, and in turn affects his life and his behavior. Praise Master Jesus. Take for instance, murder. Murder is first a thought before it becomes an action. Anything, that's what I said, anything that does not cross your thought will not cross your life. Pay attention. Anything that does not cross your thought will never cross your life. If murder does not cross your thought, it will never be an action. The same way, if poverty does not cross your thought, it will not cross your life. Praise Master Jesus. For instance, murder. Murder is first a thought in man's heart before it becomes an act. Or an action, murder. In Genesis 4 verse 7, when Cain was angry with Abel, God said to Cain, why are you angry? That sin lieth at your door. What is that door? The door of your heart. Sin, which is murder. Look at murder. It is at the door of your heart. God said to him, what to do? He said, rule over it. Praise Master Jesus. Rule over it. How does one, how was God expecting Cain to rule over it? That Cain will yield that heart that is already filled with rage to kill the brother to the Lord, even if he is not even saved, to the Lord. But he didn't do that. Praise Master Jesus. But that time, no one was born again. God expected him to yield that heart to him. But now that Christ has come, we receive Christ into our heart first. As we receive Christ into our heart, we consistently, continually, permanently yield our heart to him. The more we yield our heart to him, the more the Lordship of Christ rules over our heart experientially. Praise Master Jesus. The more I yield my heart to the Lord, every negative thought will consciously be swallowed up by the thought of the love of God. Because the love of God is a voice. The love of God is the thought of God being expressed in and through us. Praise Master Jesus. Learn to rule over your heart, over the things in your heart. How do you rule? Yield your heart consistently to the Holy Spirit. The love of God has been shed abroad in our heart consistently. The more we yield our heart consistently to the King of Glory, the more we consciously rule over things that flows out of us. Because whether you like it or not, the world is the way it is today is because of what flows out of our heart. The evil that fill the world today, because people that are shouting, God, why are you here? Evil fill the world. Listen, you and I are the reason why evil fill the world. It is not devil. If evil, if the thought of man's heart that is not born again is thinks evil, or the thought of his heart is continually evil, evil continually, as he's flowing out, evil will abound on earth. But if the love of God that shared abroad in our heart, that is a believer's, and flows out, love of God will flood the earth. Satan is not a problem of this world, because this world is now, the kingdoms of this world is now the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, which is us. Praise Master Jesus. Everything you are seeing and happening in the world flows out of man's heart. Evil, everything flows out of man's heart. Praise Master Jesus. The same way, anytime negative thoughts start popping up in your heart, yield it to the Lord and the blazing fire of the love of God in your heart. Anytime negative thoughts start popping up, because whether you like it or not, negative thoughts will come. Whether you pray or don't pray, they will come. But what makes you a ruler over them is consistent yieldedness. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. Fornication, lies, rape, and all kinds of acts, sinful acts, all kinds of evil, first of all, starts with thoughts. And that thought in your heart, constantly yield your heart to the Lord. That means, how do I guide my heart? According to Proverbs 4:23, is consistently yield it. Consistently yield it to the Lord. Consistently yield it to the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. In Proverbs 20 verse 7, the Bible said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. Hello? As a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. Very, very, very. This statement is the cross of the matter. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. That means, if a man thinks murder, he will become the manifestation of murder. If a man thinks evil, he will be a manifestation. As a man thinketh, whatever you think in your heart becomes your reality. Praise Master Jesus. Our heart is a better thinking organ than our brain. We think with our heart. People in the kingdom, we think with our heart. But science said that we think with our brain and stores with our heart. But God's word said, no, I flow with God's word. Our heart is a better thinking organ than our brain. We think with our heart and we stores with our brain. Our heart is a better thinking organ. Bible said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. Our heart is a thinking organ. Many have come to me and said, nobody loves me. My husband hates me. My wife hates me. Everybody hates me. And I ask them, what is the thought of your heart? Because your thought of your heart is equals to the reality that you're experiencing. If you consistently and continually think that nobody likes you, that everybody hates you, your husband hates you, up hates you, down hates you, you become the manifestation of that hate in reality, experientially. Praise Master Jesus. What do you do? Every thought in your heart is a frequency. And is a frequency is an energy that emits for you to become the reality of what you think about. If you consistently, continually think hate in your heart, you attract the experience of hate around you. Anybody that comes around you will end up with one thing, hate. Some persons have said to me that I do good to evil people, they pay me back with evil. If you consistently think it in your heart that whoever he does good for pays you with evil, hear me, you will end up become the reality and the manifestation of what you are thinking about. Praise Master Jesus. What do you do? Sit down and start thinking and imagining the opposite of what comes to your heart or what you are experiencing. Sit down and think differently. For instance, I am not hate. Nobody hates me. Think it, use your imagination and see people loving you and buying you things, doing things for you, just loving you, coming around you, loving you. Do it consistently over time. It will become the reality of what you're thinking about. Praise Master Jesus. As a man thinketh in his heart, if you think rejection, you end up being rejected in experience. It is not devil, it is you. Because the thoughts of your heart is a frequency. And that frequency is an energy. It attracts what you think about. If you consistently think rejection, the thought of your heart is rejection. I'm rejected. Anywhere I go, I'm rejected. If I go to this work, I'm rejected. If I go there, I'm rejected. The more you think about you're being rejected, left, right, center, the thought of your heart will emit a certain frequency or energy into the universe or into all creation among men. It will attract the manifestation of what you think about. If you think about that I'm loved by all men, I am loved by all men. The more you think I am loved, I am most sought for, most sought after, the more you think about it consistently, you emit a certain frequency and energy that will bring forth people around you, then you become the manifestation of what you're thinking about. Praise Master Jesus. If you think, I am not beautiful, I am not married, the more you think it, you become the manifestation of what you're thinking. Check your thoughts of your heart. It's not devil. Praise Master Jesus. Check what you consistently think about. If you think about, Bible said, let words or letter to Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good of report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. In other words, think on these things. Everything that is good, pure, lovely, good report. Anything that is negative, stop thinking about it. Discard it. Do away with it out of your life. Praise Master Jesus. I am loved by all men. Keep on saying it. Use your imagination. See your husband loving you. See your wife loving you. If you're yet to get married, the same thing. Stop seeing yourself that you're being rejected or being disappointed. No, you are the appointed one. Nobody can disappoint you because you are the appointed, you are the blessed, you are the anointed, you are the glorified, you are the justified. What do? Use your imagination and begin to think it differently. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. This is who we are. There was a time I'm yet to get married. What did I do? I can never be disappointed. Never. Can never be disappointed. What do I do? I said, Lord, there is a woman that you have appointed for me that is going where I'm going to. What do? I consistently plant a thought of a person that is going where I am going to. I am accepted. I am beloved. I am accepted. I am beloved. I put that imagination in my mind and I keep on saying it. I am married. I am favored. I am accepted. I am beloved. As I'm saying it, I am seeing it in my imagination. I do it consistently over time. What I was doing consciously attracted the kind of person that is going where I'm going to for us to get married. Today we're happily married. Praise Master Jesus. With time, things will change. This is how one of the basic ways to change negative situations around your life. As a man thinketh it in his heart, so he is. Change what you are thinking and you change your life. Change what you are thinking and you change your circumstances. Change what you are thinking and you change your narrative. You change every experience he wants to change. Praise Master Jesus. Some persons complain, I'm having a nightmare. Change the thought of your heart. How do you change it? Using God's word to fill your thought. Jesus said, God said in his word, in Isaiah 55, 9 and 10, 8, 9 and 10, he said, as heaven is higher than earth, so is my way, my thought, higher than your thought, and my way higher than your way. In other words, if I take the thought of God that is expressed in his word and make it my thought, I will consciously function in a higher frame of functionality or operation or experience of God that is higher than the lower thought that I find myself. The word of God is the thought of God expressed in writing. Take the thought of God. For instance, I've shared countless. For instance, you come in every morning, you don't sell. And it has happened over a period of time and it started forming a thought in your mind that I don't sell. I don't sell. What do you do? What did the Bible said about flourishing in the kingdom? The Bible said, if they say that is a casting down, you shall say that is lifting up. What do you say? You start proclaiming what God said because that is the thought of God. I am selling. My business is flowing. kings are buying from me. All men are buying from me. Keep on proclaiming what you want. Even if the experience is still there, that is yet to change, stay on it and allow it to sink in. It will end up attracting people that you are proclaiming that's going to be supposed to buy your market. With time, it will change. Thirdly, Bible said in Matthew 5 verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. What does it mean to have a pure heart? A pure heart, is it a heart that have never experienced negative thought? No, negative thoughts will come, but we will overcome that thought with another thought. Hello, we have overcome negative thought with what? We rule over it with another thought, because the word of God is a higher thought, and that higher thought is a voice of rulership. We rule over it with a higher thought. How do we rule over it? By yielding our heart consistently to the word of God through meditation and all whatnot. The Bible says, blessed are the pure in the heart, for they shall see God. What does it mean to be a pure heart? A pure heart is a heart consistently, continually yielded to the blazing fire of the love of God that has been shed abroad in our heart. Hey, consistently, a heart that is a pure heart is a heart that is consistently, continually yielded to the blazing fire of the love of God. The more I yield my heart to the blazing fire of the love of God, the more and more, the fire of the love of God will illuminate the eyes of my heart. As it illuminates the eyes of my heart, I will see more and more of the King of Glory, the visions of God, the revelations of God. If you want to change your dream, those of you that are having nightmares, consistently yield your heart to the love of God, the fire of the love of God. And the fire of the love of God will do one thing. It will keep on, keep your heart, the eyes of your heart. It will illuminate the eyes of your heart. And you open the eyes of your heart more and more to see more and more of God. Praise Master Jesus. This is the heart that is so much. I just give you practical keys on what to do. But these things I'm saying today will not make sense if you're not in Christ. Put your hand in your heart if you are yet to come into the kingdom. If you are yet to receive Christ as your Savior. Just say after me, Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you because I believe in my heart you came in the flesh. You died for me. You were raised. You were glorified in my name. I confess your lordship over my life. Lord Jesus, I receive eternal life into my heart, and I abdicate the throne of my heart to you as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to pray all kinds of prayer. All kinds of prayer. Put your hand on your chest. All kinds of prayer. Praise Master Jesus. Lariana hasenia kabakurukushenike liyala zenene. Zuanda lianki ilian kabakurukushenike liyateli zenene. Kualarena kashenate liyala zenete liyale zenene. Nginia kabakurukututu wali akatianka halianda kurukushenike telete. Zinia kabakurukushenike tetiali zeneke teti waldu ala zeneke teti ale zeneke ale zenete lete. Ngana kabakurukushankati ale zenene. Wise God, thank you. Thank you, King of Glory, for hearing me. I'm seeing a woman all of over your body, you fully, completely swollen up. I'm seeing a woman all over your body is completely swollen up. I haven't seen you tying a wrapper, thank you, Father, with a light blue nightgown. Even as I'm looking at your foot, you rubbed chalk. Because you don't even know what is happening to you, because you have gone to hospitals and do tests that was not being seen, but your body is swollen. I decree and declare the hand of my God has dried it up. You are completely set free from that infirmity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a man 3 years ago, something flew into your eyes. From that day, your right eye went blind. I decree and declare the breath of the Almighty God has taken away that infirmity and you are completely healed. I declare your eyes opened in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, purified by the fire of the Spirit of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a lady of 21 years of age that is urinating in animal male nono. I decree and declare any strange tortoise that causes that infirmity to persist at the age of 21, I decree and declare that nonsense cancer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a boy of 6 years as not knowing a growth around his heart region. As I decree, as I pray Now, in the name of Jesus, the hand of my God has poked that object or that influence around his heart. He is completely healed of that heart disease in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. There is a man I'm seeing. If you are chewing, sand. In Italian, it seems like you are chewing sand. I decree and declare that witchcraft influence around your teeth and around your mouth, the hand of my Jesus has ended that influence, canceled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm seeing a woman being given a gift of a 4 gallon of oil, but inside that 4 gallon of oil is being infused with a zinc lead, like a lead poison is inside that oil. I decree and declare that poison is converted to nutritious system or nutritious material and particles in that oil, red oil, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Banya kariali zenialili ikitia kabakuroko shenke teteali zeni ngona katia kabakuroko shenke tetele tele. I'm seeing a man after harvesting your yam. It seems like almost at instant. I proclaim the breath of God infused in your yam and all of them life and life abundance in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing a lady and a man, your neck bend to your right. You see it bending towards your right. You don't know what that means. Like only meningitis is naya. I decree and declare your bones and everything strengthened up. You are healed and made whole now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing a person that had accident 5 years ago and he affected a spinal cord that made you to be crippled, that you're not walking again. I decree and declare supernatural surgery is being effected at your back. A new spinal cord, it has been replaced. You are completely healed and restored in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. As I see a man before me, Solomon, I decree and declare that strange arrow of death can't show in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing young boys named Somoto, like 911 named Somoto. Suddenly, they were upon that 911 with field of goods. He called the young boy, 14 years, copier, and he becomes an accident scene. I decree and declare that strange nonsense can shudder in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. I'm seeing a man, a mechanic, you're having a stinking sensation for 7 years now. I declare it is over in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There is a lady I'm seeing in my spirit having a terrible skin disease. Your skin is peeling off in a strange manner. I declare you are made whole in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing 14 persons listening to me with diabetes. I decree and declare dried up, you are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There is a young girl I'm seeing in my spirit. You are an athletic person in our boss, an athletic person running in our boss, but every now and then you are suffering from dislocation. I decree and declare that demonic influence, it is completely over in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. There is a woman I'm seeing is strange offensive odor oozing out of your being. I decree and declare that odor, the frankness of Christ has overshadowed, taking it out of your body completely in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing a woman that is having a boutiques. Thank you, Father. In Olono kata that causes you a heavy loss, I proclaim that loss can show it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for you have heard me in Jesus' name. I want to hear your testimonies, your prayers, and everything God has done for you through this number 080-675-640-001. 080-675-640-001. You can go to our Facebook and download the broadcast, because after the broadcast we normally record it and put out there. You can go to our Facebook and download it. Tuesdays is our counseling, 8 a.m. Wednesday is our fellowship, 11 a.m. First Friday of every month is Night of Rest. That is coming up on the 4th of November by 10 p.m. School of Kingdom Mysteries is on 2nd and 3rd Sundays of every month by 3 p.m. is on Sunday. And our Facebook is Eagle and Dove Wisdom Ministry International, where you can download our messages. Go to our Facebook, like it, Eagle and Dove Wisdom Ministry International. Like the page, follow the page for awesomeness of God. And our ministry is located in Amezike Village, Mbaku, along Odogu Plaza Road. Amezike Village, Mbaku, along Odogu Plaza Road, Anambra State, Nigeria. See you same time next week. God bless you.